following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath.
Good.
Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
So today's Thursday, right? Do I have the calendar right?
Yes.
Okay, good. One for one so far today. I mean, I know Tuesday typically is your least favorite day of the week, Chelsea. Still correct?
I'm trying to be positive about it, but okay. You guys aren't helping.
Well, it's in the rearview mirror, so today's Thursday. How do you feel about Thursdays?
I feel great about Thursdays.
Are you lying?
I mean, any day can go sideways, okay. But generally speaking, are you trying to ruin it?
No, I'm trying to help, actually. I'm okay. Sorry. That felt sort of ominous, and that's not the way right. I meant this to sound.
I think Chelsea's doing it the right way. She's sort of got that fake it till you make it.
I'm trying.
Well, I wanted to help out with this call that came in on our voicemail overnight.
Hey guys, just wanted to say that I'm honestly surprised that Chelsea hasn't needed to go to the hospital for severe back pain from carrying the weight of this show for all these years. Love the show. Keep up the work. Y'all are truly the carrot at the end of the rainbow. Have a great day. Love ya.
Now, how do you feel about Thursdays?
Huh? I feel great.
No, I didn't even recognize your voice in that call either. So that you're getting better at that.
You have
too.
One of those things on your phone that disguises your voice,
yeah.
Chelsea.
That's it.
That's
check
fun.
Her arm. Is it broken from patting herself on the back?
So Fez always available to you, even if you're Chelsea. 704 Fez 3200 is the way you can get through. It's Thursday, of course, as we mentioned. I'm about to put up some throwback Thursday pictures, and I was going to put up some from when Saturday Night Live great John Lovitz joined us in studio. Does anybody know when the last time John, he's been here multiple times, when was the last time John Lovitz was in? Because I could not have pulled this out of my backside.
Well, 2019.
Yeah.
The end of 2019, I remember his dog being right here with me.
It was way more recent than you think. That's why I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
It was 2020?
Okay, yeah. Then February of 2020.
You nailed it.
Okay, I'm trying to think before times.
February 6, 2020.
I knew because we were in this studio and his dog did eat the doorstop.
His dog was beneath my feet for much of the time.
It just feels to me like it was 5 years ago.
Right, I would have said, like, Chelsea, at least three, right?
Yeah.
But we...
So I don't know how, and maybe that's the pandemic talking. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, hello. Oh. I'm John Lovitz, and you're listening to the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Now, that was from like 10 years ago.
Hello, I'm John Lovitz, and you're listening to the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Is that all right, fellas?
The great Mike Hall laugh in the background. I partly thought of that because if you're in the Carolinas, Lovitz is doing Charlotte this weekend at the Comedy Zone. So that's why that came to my mind. All right, so let's do this. You probably need a day off by now. I know I do. Chelsea doesn't, although she should because apparently her back should be sore from carrying the show.
It is.
We'll get you that a little bit later on this morning. We're going to find out some of the weird stuff that's for sale out there on the internet. So we'll do that for you, too. Plus, I don't know if you had this on your calendar. I know I did. There's a new show that just dropped on Netflix today. I'm surprised any of us are here and not just home watching this on a loop. Stand by. I'll fill you in on that, too.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What up?
What's going on?
What's up, G?
Well, pretty big day, and I hope you had this on your calendar like I did. Everybody knows what just dropped on Netflix.
Theo Vaughn was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday.
Theo Vaughn's special was Tuesday, which I still haven't seen yet. I apologize. Anybody else see any of that?
I have seen some of it.
Okay. Nope. This, of course, is way funnier than Theo Vaughn, which is not, that's saying a lot.
Funnier than Theo Vaughn?
It's the series premiere of Sex, Love, and Goop. Remember this? We talked about it when they first unveiled this treasure trove. This is Gwyneth Paltrow and a series of experts who are going to tell you how to do things with your life. And they'll all be outrageously expensive and impractical.
And borderline dangerous to your body, right?
Now, I haven't had a chance to take a peek at this. That's my bad. I don't know what I was thinking. But that is out as of now on Netflix. I don't quite understand it. I don't know why. I don't have any of those answers. But I sarcastically am in love with it already. So make sure you watch and get back to me.
Or don't.
Or don't. Today also, speaking of streaming, Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween is now out on Peacock. So that's a streamer as well.
That's one I don't have yet.
You don't have the Peacock?
I don't.
Huh. It's too bad. Well, obviously you're going to get it now.
Right.
Because you can't find Snoop and Martha Stewart in one place together anywhere else. Or is it everywhere else these days? I feel like they're joined at the hip lately. And that's how I like Martha Stewart, if you know what I'm saying. Who's with me? Show of hands. Tough times. I wanted to give you the good news first. Now the bad news. Did everybody see that there was another hacker attack on a company? Major company, by the way. Remember when they shut down the pipeline to the East Coast and nobody could get oil, kind of, sort of?
Well, and then people were putting gasoline and garbage bags and things like that.
So we may be getting close to that. Somebody hacked the factory where they make candy corn.
Why?
Got to be foreign evildoers on this one who don't quite understand what candy corn really is in America. Because when you think, where can we do the most damage, fellas? I know. We'll hack the factory that makes candy corn. That will cripple America.
Was the factory that makes black licorice too tough to hack?
Right, the circus peanuts.
Apparently, this company, which makes 85% of the United States' candy corn stuff, was hacked, malicious, ransomware. Now, I don't know if we have a pipeline. I assume, just like oil, we do have a candy corn pipeline. I don't know where it runs geographically, but we must have one. Clearly, it's an incredible resource.
There's more than one place that makes candy corn?
I guess, I'm guessing two. If this one place was 85% of the candy corn maker, that means somewhere there's some guy who's like, damn it, we've only got 15% of the candy corn market. Why won't somebody hack us? This is the Ferrara candy people, which I feel like I've heard of before. They make the Brock's candy corn, that's and they're Brock's in Chicago. Okay. I'm sorry?
Brock's is the only one I know forever. And have you tried?
I said it wrong.
No, have you tried candy corn lately?
No.
Yes.
I feel like it's worse than ever.
Well, that's hackers. They've put a secret ingredient in it that makes it worse than ever. That's what they've said.
That's impossible. It can't get worse than it
well,
was.
Well, I have one child who likes candy corn. I don't know why.
Sell that child.
But it's just, I tried it and I was like, I feel like this is worse than my childhood.
I know what you're thinking. Is there going to be a shortage now because this sounds made up? There's not going to be a shortage, they say. They're still going to be okay on production.
Because it's the demand is zero.
Right.
Well, I don't know that they phrased it that way, but there may be some truth to that. Quick quiz for you. You know, the Masked Singer was on last night and they booted somebody. Anybody know who this is?
Eric Estrada.
Great poll, but not even close. That is not Eric Estrada. That was the guy who got booted last night. So earmuffs if you don't want this answer. Chelsea?
I have no idea.
You know voices? Who is that?
I don't know singing Spanish voices.
What? He's not Spanish, if that helps. You would never guess that it was this person.
Well, that narrows it down for me.
Yeah.
You guys ready to find out if they're right or not?
Yeah.
Let's see if any of you are even close. I will no longer get peed on. Stay with me, audience. Take.
He was dressed as a hamster. That's why the pee reference. All right.
Take off. Take.
legendary comedian and movie star
Rob Schneider.
All right.
Kids?
It's the times we live in.
So I'm going to suggest that you go ahead and get today off. I don't think you can not get a day off by calling in and saying Rob Schneider was a singing hamster in Spanish last night on The Masked Singer. What? I don't know how you're not getting that day off. You know, it's this Rob Schneider.
Hey, may I help you? Yeah, this is kind of neat. What is it?
Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box.
Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it?
You put your weed in there.
Thank you.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's a Yanomami ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
For those that don't know, there's another 3 minutes of him telling people where they put their weed. So it's that Rob Schneider, in case you were confused.
Legendary
comedian and movie star Rob Schneider. So good luck on your day off. While you do that, we've got a round of It Happened in Florida coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Woody and I have got three stories that are ripped right out of the headlines. This is going to be an education for everybody, clearly. But what you got to do is spot the one that went down on the Sunshine State to win. It's that simple. 844-4WW-SHOW. And Woody will kick us off with story number one.
It's always a dangerous question, I think, when people who are winning the lottery are asked, what are you going to do with the winnings? Right? Whenever the Powerball gets up to a certain amount, the local TV news is down at the grocery store, and one guy I remember one time was like, I'm going to buy like 5 kilos of cocaine. And it was live TV and there's nothing you can do about it. I bring it up because the dude in story number one recently won $1 million on a scratch ticket. And as he was there with the giant comically oversized check, they said, what are you going to do with your $1 million? And he's like, I'm going to buy a toothbrush and some nice flip-flops. And that's when his fiance looked at him and was like, you're going to do what?
I think those are great ideas.
He was looking to upgrade to an electric toothbrush and splurging on a good pair of sandals. Is it in Florida with those are his first two purchases with $795,000 after taxes?
Story number two is a sad and then happy story. Families, couples that are trying to have kids, keep this in mind. The couple in story number two had 19 miscarriages.
Whoa.
19. That's one less than 20, in case I wasn't clear on the 19. However, the reason why we know about this is because they have finally had success. And mom has delivered a 14-pound, 1-ounce baby. For those that aren't familiar with baby weights, and I base my life on this, that is twice the size of an average newborn child in these United States of America.
14
pounds, 1 ounce.
That's
all of them combined into one child.
They measure you as you go along in your pregnancy, and I'm surprised at some point they just didn't stop at all and just take the baby. You
right.
know, I mean, just say we're going to go ahead and deliver right now, because that's dangerous at a point, right?
For everybody.
I mean, I don't have the answer to that. C-section, by the way, it wasn't.
Dad's happy about that.
I don't know what this means, but it says the child already wears a size 2 diaper. I didn't know if they came in numbers, but yeah. Then again, I haven't based my life on that.
Did they not have numbers when your kids were
we
little?
Didn't. We used, etchings in stone when my children were born. I don't even know what that means. Is it Florida? It is in the United States. Woody has the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a bakery that has been fined and ordered to stop doing something. I mean, when you top of the list of crimes that are going on around us, a bakery using illegal sprinkles has got to be up near the top, right?
Illegal sprinkles?
That's correct. Illegal sprinkles that contain the E127 food coloring. You know, that one that makes everything taste so delicious. A food inspector noticed the sprinkles on some cookies and did some investigating and realized that they were illegal sprinkles. Didn't even know they existed.
That's somebody's nickname.
Was it in Florida where illegal sprinkles is my rap name? Nate is up first to solve our quiz. Nate, which one went down in the plywood state?
I'll go with story number one.
Story number one is the one. Nice job. The toothbrush probably gave it away. Just a dude who wasn't joking. He's going to upgrade in Leesburg, Florida to an electric toothbrush.
Story number two, not in Florida, but in Arizona, is where the 14.1-pound baby was delivered. Nearly 2 feet long, which apparently is also sort of large, 23.75 inches. They say, because the baby arrived a couple of weeks early, or I guess they helped him arrive, had he gone the extra 2 weeks, they say 16 and a half pounds is what he probably would have weighed in at. By the way, the largest newborn ever in the United States is 22 pounds, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I have to see that happen.
So, by the way, mom is 36, if that helps you process this at all. So. Good luck.
Not even this country. The owner of Get Baked in the UK says that he will stop making those cookies. Quote, anybody who's into sprinkles knows what I'm about. Sprinkles you can get in the UK are total crap. They look wank. They bake wank.
Are you saying wank?
Yes. I don't know what that means, but anything wang. That banks, bakes wank.
Or banks wake.
Me. Wang.
Okay. Well, great. We've learned a lot.
Wilcox Show. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Let me start off by saying that I hate that the internet has made me a pessimist about everything that I see now. Did you guys tune in yesterday to the breaking news out of Florida where they found suspected human remains and items belonging to Brian Laundry, that guy that's been missing? And
I just saw the headline. I didn't read into it. I feel like I pretty much understand it.
They brought in, you know, a cadaver dog, and they found items and what they think are human remains in a place that was underwater like a week ago. And I'm like, is this real? And that's why I hate what the internet has made me become. I was watching it going, I don't believe any of this.
Why wouldn't you believe it? I don't understand what you're saying. Well, all I saw was that they found remains. They think it's Brian Laundry. By the way, the thing that was odd to me was I heard the reporter on this one news report call him Laundry. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Is he the only one that's right and we're all wrong? Or has he never heard the name until today?
Maybe I'm hoping it was just a slip of the tongue.
It's recorded. It's not live, I don't think. Mm. So, and sorry, but Laundry, apparently, maybe, or not.
This has been such a weird case to begin with, and so you don't know if it's real, even right. The remains.
Why wouldn't it be real? I'm sorry, I interrupted with
just
Laundry.
Just because I have a feeling that this is one of those things that may have been planted by a family member to go, oh, hey, we found some stuff over here that belongs to him.
But it also
well, no, they
the
found
remains.
The body, though. You think they planted fake remains?
Well, that's why I hate the internet has made me a pessimist. What they think are human remains, but due to the quality of the whatever it is, it will take, quote, some time to identify.
Well, a body underwater, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the underwater part. I mean, I think I like that you're being skeptical because I don't know if you know this. Sometimes things can be fabricated on the internet. But yeah. I feel like you may have taken it over the top on this one. I'm not sure 100% why you would discount this off the top of my head.
Just because the weirdest things have happened every single step of the way with this. When he returns without his fiance and his parents are like, this is normal. And then he goes missing for a couple of days and they don't report it. And they're like, this is normal.
I did see in some article that they happened to be there yesterday. Like on that day, they said they were going to come help. I don't even know. But why? How were they there at the exact same time? It has been a strange case, but I can't, like you, lose sleep over it.
Well, the thing I didn't realize because these are cases that I just sort of back away from. I mean, there's the headline and you go, okay, I see that's happening. But there have been protesters out in front of his parents' house.
Yeah.
Screaming at the parents. I mean, I don't know that the parents did or didn't do anything wrong. I have no idea. But at the same time, I also think, oh, man, their son is probably dead. Their future daughter-in-law is dead. I mean, that's pretty rough. I don't care what happened almost. I mean, I don't know what the parents did, if they did anything, but
it's all so sad.
You're going to somebody's house and yelling at them while their son is dead and their daughter-in-law is dead. I mean, that's some good work. And that's sarcasm. So save the email. I mean, that's tough.
I don't know what you're looking to solve in that situation. It seems like maybe that energy could be used better elsewhere.
I feel like that's a look at me. That's, hey, look at me. I'm right.
Take that energy and maybe go help find some people who are still missing. You know, give voices to those families. Way to bring the room down.
We're not even an hour into the show. You ready to call it a day?
I apologize.
Let's talk about more dead people and their grieving parents.
I'm just upset at what the internet has made me. It was not about
We were upset with what you'd been made into years ago.
Thank you.
The internet is not. Don't bring the internet down with that. Little bit later on, though, we will dig into the internet and find out some of those weird things that are for sale out there. And with today being International Day of the Nacho, you're going to need to find a gift for somebody pronto.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Put up a video on Twitter. And if you're not following us at Woody and Wilcox, that's how you can find it. I'm going to get it up on Instagram, too. I think this has gone viral. It's sort of floating around the web right now. And for some reason in my head, when I saw this video of this little girl, I immediately thought of Chelsea. And I don't know exactly why or what this means about me or Chelsea. But has anybody seen the video of the girl at the drive-thru? Mm-mm. I'll just play the audio for you and see if you can tell what's happening. It's a mom who's pulled up to the drive-thru, I believe, at McDonald's. Well, yes, it's at McDonald's. And then the kid's in the back. I think 3 years old, I think, is what has been determined. And she's in her car seat.
Can I please get the four-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal?
She wants a sad meal.
That's correct. She does not want a happy meal, for crying out loud. She wants a sad meal. I don't know why, Chelsea, but I thought of you. I bet at some point when Chelsea was a toddler, she also demanded a sad meal at McDonald's.
You mean happy meal? No, you heard what I said. Sad meal.
I'm not feeling happy.
She doesn't sound that distraught, although she is pretty resolute in not wanting a happy meal. Now, I don't know if that's she wants something to match her mood. We don't know anything more than that.
Weren't they trying that sometime back where they were going to test market it? They were going to have like Angry Meal and they had different boxes.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
We did talk about
that. Did they actually do that or someone else suggested that?
Maybe it was just a suggestion of like, hey, why don't we have more emotions just than happy?
Right, because that doesn't reflect our true feelings as a society. We need to have a meal at McDonald's that somehow encapsulates everyone's feelings.
It wasn't McDonald's. It was Burger King and they were called Real Meals.
Chelsea now Googling frantically. Were there others? Or was there sort of a...
Yeah, there was the horny meal.
No.
There was a horny meal.
There was the blue meal, salty meal, the Yas meal, and the DGAF meal. How could we forget?
I'm sorry, did you say the Yas meal?
Yes. Yas. I guess that's a feeling?
Sure.
Real moods.
Real moods. That didn't work, huh?
It didn't. That was 2019.
There was one called the salty meal.
That I think I like.
Can I please get the four-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal?
I want the sad meal.
Oh, yeah. I got you a sad meal, baby, but they call it something different at McDonald's, okay? But I got you a sad meal, okay?
Okay.
By the way, on the spectrum of telling your kid a lie, she did it great, although it seemed like it wasn't her best effort. Because you could tell as she got into her lie, they call it something different here at McDonald's. I'm like, that's not a great lie. But the kid bought it. So kudos to you, Mom. I mean, I know you're busy. So I guess you're getting it done. So sad meals. We don't know about salty and or horny. Was that the other one?
Woody's. No.
Right.
So not a thing yet, apparently. But we're, you know, fingers crossed.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I mean, Christmas is only like 3 months out. So how far out are we? You must have that answer right in front of you, right, Woody? It's like 2 months, isn't it? I'm not good with math. You're looking to buy something. My point is, for somebody that's really hard to shop in your life.
And 67.
67 days?
Yep.
And so what you want is weird stuff that somebody has decided they don't need anymore and is now selling on the internet. That's what we dig into when we play Craigslist Prices Right. And Woody's got a bunch of items that he's going to share with us. Anything we need to know as we move toward the contest?
We've talked about the Christmas pickle before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, because I got a Christmas pickle. I don't think that's the name of it, though. It has another fun name.
I think it is, and we have one, too, now. It's a rich tradition, I believe, in Germany, and it's spilled over into the United States, where you hide a pickle in the Christmas tree, I think, is one of the traditions.
I think we ended up calling it the pickle present.
Right.
Like, that's what you get.
Right. If you're the one that finds the pickle, you get the pickle present.
Well, if you're hiding the pickle right now, by the way, 704-FEZ-3200, the weekend's almost here.
Right. Wash your hands before dialing. Mm-hmm. So we do have a unique pickle for sale, if that's your thing, or if you're just getting into it. And it's been a while, I think, since we've had Chelsea give us the chances of death. There is an opportunity for you to make some cash to buy other prizes for the holidays. I really am interested in Chelsea's death quotient on you earning some serious cash. So how much? We'll find out when we play Craigslist Prices Right next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, the cheesy Price is Right music means that we're going to play some Craigslist Prices Right. This is where Woody has gathered weird stuff that's for sale on the internet. And simply Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, will try to figure out how much money might exchange hands on these items. Closest without going over the actual price is how you get a point. And then obviously most points wins. It looks like contestant number one is Lucas. Lucas!
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up, man? And taking Lucas on is going to be, is that Alex?
Yes.
All right. You guys know how this works. We'll start by having Woody describe the first item. Woody?
Well, a huge tip of the cap, and thank you to Rick, who actually found this. And when you find something odd, be weird, be like Rick. You can email it to me. It's Woody at iHeartMedia. It doesn't need to be from Craigslist. It could be a Facebook Marketplace. Could be anywhere. And Rick found somebody who is selling a rare double pickle. This is a rare double pickle that I recently found in a jar of pickles. I actually dropped the jar when I saw this and lost the rest of the pickles due to the broken glass. It was totally worth it. You might have seen a friend's double strawberry, and no one gets excited for a double peanut, but a double pickle? People will write songs about you if you buy this.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You've seen the double pickle before, haven't you, Woody?
I invented the double pickle. Are you kidding me?
That's not what I was looking for. So this does look like a pickle that grew together as one, two that were friends, and conjoined, I guess, would be the way to phrase it.
Right.
So that's dumb. But he, gotta be a he, assumes that it's priceless.
It's very sexist of you, but I agree.
$100.
Wilcox says $100. Chelsea, what do you say?
$20.
Chelsea says $20 for the double pickle. Lucas, what'd you pay for a double pickle last time?
I don't know. 50?
You're going to go 50 on that. Gotcha. Alex, what do you say?
Go 101.
101. Actual price is $50. Lucas, you know the double pickle better than anybody.
Is that right, Lucas? Do you know the double pickle better than anybody?
I can't say that I do.
Okay. All right. It was fun while it lasted. Very That's one humble. For Lucas, nothing for Alex. Again, by the way, we are live on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page if you'd like to watch along as well. Woody, how's item number two?
Huge thank you to Julie, who found this. And you guys are going to be bidding on what somebody is going to be paying, because there's somebody out there who's looking to hire. And the listing says, I'm a respectful artist seeking someone to get slapped on camera. Hello, I'm shooting an art project where I slap people on camera. The camera frame is cropped to just frame the neck up. Yes, the shoot will be monitored. We will both be safe. I'm looking for a very straight white male look, somebody who's 40 to 50 years old, the emotional type, good personal hygiene, perfect understanding of our tracks or of our transaction. Everybody's going to be fully clothed and vaccinated. I will slap you for an hour. You sign the release and take the cash. We part ways. You get blank for an hour of your time.
You said the shoot will be monitored. How is shoot spelled?
Shoot is spelled S-H-O-O-T.
All right, thank you.
Not C-H-U-T-E.
Good. That would have changed my bid.
You can't just slap somebody for an hour straight and film it. I mean, you can tell once you've hit somebody in the face multiple times.
This is art, Chelsea. Don't try and describe art.
And I feel like both shoots probably are being monitored in this case.
Everybody's fully clothed.
$100.
Chelsea says $100. Lucas, what do you say?
$200.
$200 for an hour. Okay. Alex, what do you say?
$20.
$20. Alex is very affordable for those who are looking to hire.
201.
201. Actual price they're willing to pay is a $100 bill. You take the cash and leave. Chelsea picking up the point on that.
All right, so Lucas has one and Chelsea has one on this round of Craigslist Prices Right. Alex, you're going to need the third one to force a tiebreaker. And by the way, I don't know what's happening, but Chelsea's pixelated on the video over here on the Facebook page.
Neat.
Just FYI, because she's the important one anyway, so we should get that right. All right, third item that might win it for Lucas or let Alex tie it up. What do we got?
Thank you to James, who found somebody who is selling confetti that I got at an all-time low concert. I got these two pieces of confetti at an all-time low concert. You can see in the picture, one looks like Florida, one looks like Oklahoma. And they're not wrong on that one. It is a picture of two pieces of confetti, one that looks like Florida.
I feel like the other one doesn't look like Oklahoma. It looks like an upside-down Massachusetts, if we're going to keep to the state's theme. But whatever. That's tomato, tomato.
Somebody Lucas, was a geology major.
Geography. Lucas, what do you think? Two pieces of confetti from an all-time low show that may or may not look like states.
$50.
I'm going to go $50 on that. Alex, what do you say?
I'm going to go $1.
$1. It is $50.
Oh!
Lucas, amazing.
What?
That's insane.
That's insane.
That seems like a bargain, though.
For two pieces of confetti, you're going to pay $50?
Yeah, but they were from an all-time low show. Tough break, Alex. You played the game well. No shame in that. We appreciate the efforts. What a day to get on the old Craigslist, though. Get the rare double pickle. Maybe make some cash getting slapped with your shoot monitored. Hello. And a couple of pieces of confetti from a concert? Dude, Christmas right around the corner. If you find something odd when you're out there on the internet, make sure you send it into Woody. Maybe we use it next time when we play around at Craigslist Prices Right. And we are still live on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, so love to have you join us over there if you'd like to.
The Woody and Wilcox Show. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I never thought I'd say this, but I appreciate people calling into our voicemail right now talking about hiding vegetables. That's not a sentence I thought I would say today, and I'm glad I am saying it. On our round of Craigslist Prices Right a second ago, one of the items was somebody who was selling what they called a double pickle. Mm. And if you haven't seen what that looks like, and if you're with us on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, you have seen it. But in my mind, double pickle would be something completely different than what you've just shown. This, by the way, are two pickles side by side, as if you laid them lengthwise and then just glued them together.
So what's your idea?
Well,
of a double pickle?
I don't know that I can say it on the radio, but it's something quite different. It led to a discussion of playing hide the pickle, which also may not be what you imagine, but something that happens for some people at Christmas.
I don't think it's called hide the pickle. That's something different. We were talking about the Christmas pickle.
Same thing. You hide the pickle in your Christmas tree.
Right. And when the person finds it, then they get a pickle present.
Right. And that's led to people calling in about hiding other vegetables.
We attempted a garden one year and okra grew huge. So now we hide the okra on our Christmas tree, and it's become a family tradition. It is a ginormous dried okra. All right, morning.
Good morning.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
I love unique family traditions.
Mm-hmm. If you're hiding the okra right now, 704-FEZ-3200, I mean, why not experiment the weekends here?
What other vegetables do people hide on their Christmas tree?
I don't know that we have time to really field all of that, but it is fun. Maybe send that in an email.
Right. Is there a smell to dried okra? There must not be, because you don't want that in your tree.
I think when you take an actual vegetable, you're probably lacquering it or something. I think you're sealing it in, right? You're not just putting a raw vegetable right in your tree, are you?
Don't just hang the cucumber in there and then see what happens.
If you're doing that, by the way. Cool, I mean, I think everybody's doing
don't
that.
Don't just hang the cucumber and see what happens.
That's my advice to you about Christmas.
You've been in the YMCA locker room, right? You've seen guys hanging the cucumber and seeing what happens.
I've seen them use the hairdryer on the
right,
cucumber.
That's why a sign went up.
Right next to the sign that said, please stop doing that.
See what we're doing? We're comparing vegetables to body parts. Ah, it's fun. We've been doing this all morning. Actually, we haven't, but we will if you ask us nicely. 704-FEZ-3200 is the way that you can get through. And, of course, we are still live on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. The round of Craigslist Price is Right will make its way to our podcast, which if you're not somebody who follows on Twitter, we always tweet out the audio after the show. And the video will then make its way to our YouTube channel. So if you didn't know that was a thing, we'd love to have you over and subscribe to the Woody and Wilcox YouTube channel as well.
I always enjoy a great discussion on the internet, right? Mm. It's always people with fair points of view, calmly discussing an idea. Mm. Some guy posted up, he got in trouble on his first day of work. And it has divided the internet. Mm. I want to describe exactly what happened to him. Maybe we talk about it amongst ourselves. We'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
You guys ever get in trouble on your first day at work? First days are always the most frustrating, right? You don't know where anything is. You don't know anybody's name. But in the case that I'm talking about, I saw a guy post online to one of those chat groups where you can be anonymous. Like, hey, I got in trouble on the first day for something. And I sort of stood my ground, and I don't know if I'm right or I don't know if I'm wrong. Guy's a security guard, and I think he works at a jewelry store is where I can basically tell. He has been hired, his security company has been hired by this jewelry store, and he's supposed to work like 10 to 6, right, an 8-hour shift. So he shows up at 10, throws on his gear, does his job, and they're like, yeah, we open at 10. You need to be here before 10 o'clock so that we can open the doors at 10. So we're going to need you to show up at 9:30. You're not going to get paid for that half hour, but that's when you need to be here.
That's not how it works.
And he's like, I work for a security company. They told me to be here from 10 to 6. So I'm going to be here from 10 to 6. And they're like, well, if there's going to be a problem, we don't need you. We'll go with a different company. What? And I thought to myself, hang on a second. Anybody else have that where your job is you're supposed to get paid from blank hour to blank hour and they want you to come in early?
Well, there's certainly jobs where you have to show up to prep. I mean, restaurants. But you can't say, hey, I need you to come in half an hour early for free. That's not how this works.
Right.
Do I start at 9:30, my paid job, or is it 10? This shouldn't be hard.
And naturally, people on the internet were all on one side. Oh, wait, what's the opposite of that? People are like, no, that's how life is. If you're a security guard, you show up and you were trying to get ready and you weren't fully prepared, then you showed up for the job not ready to go. If he shows up in all of his gear at 10, then he's solid. But if he has to put on a belt or whatever else a security guard wears, that's what I did when I was a security guard. I wore a belt.
Wait, you were a security guard?
Yeah. Yeah, one of my many jobs.
Wait, you were both security guards?
Yeah, I went right after college back to my old high school. I was in a golf cart driving around.
How did we forget that one?
Yeah, I guess I was a security guard, but I wasn't the type that wears a belt. When you say a belt, what do you mean? Like handcuffs or like a flashlight?
It
held up your mag light?
Yes, basically is all it was.
No, I just had a windbreaker that said event staff on the back. That was the level of security guard that I was. More of an usher. I worked all the University of Arizona, sporting events and Occasionally, if a beach ball got out, I'd have to pop it with a sharp implement, you know, get booed, that
where,
sort of
where
thing.
Where would you get the sharp implement? Was that on your belt?
I don't remember.
You didn't have a belt.
I needed a duty belt, but I didn't have one. So I don't know what I did. I had to, you know, I had to go to somebody else. Hey, will you pop this ball for me? Ball popper.
I'm sorry, we have a designated ball popper.
I don't know that I can get worked up enough about your story about this dude not coming to work early enough. I mean, it just sounds to me like there's a miscommunication.
Well, he was let go from his job, basically, as the security guard, because they're like, look, if you don't come in early and get paid or not get paid to work, we're going to look somewhere else.
This is just about changing his clothes and having time to be in the right uniform?
Yep. And basically it was, hey, we have customers who show up before we're open in lineup, so we need security from, you know, the moment we're supposed to be open.
Then tell me my job starts at 9:30 then.
It feels pretty easy. I think Chelsea's nailed it. What's the internet concern? They just think that he should be paid for the half hour and some
people
don't.
Are like, that's a part of the gig.
Right. It is a part of the gig, yeah.
Not getting paid is a part of the gig?
Why can he not show up in his uniform? Is it hard to put on a belt at 10 a.m. when he's supposed to start being security?
Chelsea, these are trying times, okay? Can't drive with a belt on.
Well, you got to comb out the mustache. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get ready as a security guard.
Donut residue out of your teeth.
How dare you?
I don't know. I found it fascinating that there wasn't just like what you guys said, like, well, just, you know, maybe have a conversation instead of these absolutes of we'll hire another company or you show up and don't get paid. You can sit down and talk human to human and work things
out. No, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
What is this, Russia?
No, it's not Russia.
Go back to wherever you came from.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
That was to throw out the name of the musical group, The Wiggles. We're all parents here on the show. Wilcox, you remember who the Wiggles are?
I mean, not exactly. I know the name. I feel like I get them confused with a lot of different things that maybe my kids watched when they were young.
I miss the Wiggles. I had no kids during the Wiggle time.
Cool beans.
Cool beans, I had no kids during the Wiggle time.
Yeah. Four dudes from Australia. The original Wiggles are getting back together is why I bring it up. And I'll read you the headline that caught my eye. Because there have been different Wiggles, if you will, right?
I will not.
Some of them leave and they're replaced. Same color shirt, but just a different Wiggle there.
Okay.
The headline reads, The Wiggles' original lineup to reunite for an adults-only arena tour. And that headline will grab your eye because when I think adults only, I don't think the Wiggles, right? Or I think these guys are going to be like, hey, we were all wholesome and brightly colored shirts and dancing around for kids on TV. Now we're going to be like the Dirty Wiggles. Something
now,
like that.
Now we're
Cobain's
smoking. And
Woody's the Dirty Wiggles.
If you don't know, this would be the Wiggles.
Get ready to wiggle. We've been ready for so long. Get ready to wiggle. When you wiggle, you can't go wrong.
So just four Australian dudes who entertained children through the 90s.
Singing songs, making you smarter. It's kind of a Sesame Street. You know, there's been a million things like that.
Exactly. Well, now those original guys are like, you know what? A little bit of nostalgia. We're going to do an adults-only tour. So they have gotten back together, and they're still doing those songs. But they're doing it for the kids of the, what was that, the 90s? Because they said they want to relive that nostalgia. They're not like making it dirty and be like.
Oh, so they're not like pantsless or something.
Right.
This is our only fans version of the Wiggles.
Oh,
I understand that everybody wants to play into nostalgia now. That's where the money is. That's why you have so many reboots of things from 25 years ago. And I get wanting to look back on your childhood, but not in a large group of adults like that. You know, right. That's what you do like on a Saturday night with your wine at home and the Wiggles. Like that's when you relive your childhood. I don't want to experience that feeling with all kinds of sweaty strangers and the Wiggles and their old songs.
Cool beans, all of that. You're assuming it'd be a large crowd.
Their shows have sold out already. They're playing arenas and selling out. Now, part of that is because, right, COVID and things like that, you'll take any live music anywhere, even if it's the Wiggles.
I feel like some people are misunderstanding that it's an adult-only show. They're going to show up with their kids and then just be like, why are my neighbors here just drunk and dancing to this?
Can't wait to relive those childhood memories and dance the night away to some of the favorite old-school tunes.
That said nobody.
Nobody.
That's a PR push. In other words, they're not popular with kids now? Is that it? So they're trying to make a new avenue of revenue for themselves.
Well, they're still popular. It's just this is the original group. They're not touring anymore. There are other, the current Wiggles is there, I guess, known.
Oh, these are old Wiggles?
Just cool beans. That's one of my favorites. Scratch some of the others.
Yes, this is the old Wiggles. So not only are they old, but they are the original.
How old are we talking? Like walkers and stuff? They can't be that old, right? They come out with canes.
But did they just see what happened with Blue's Clues and Steve or whatever when he came out to explain where he's been? They're like, we got to get in on that.
I think that's exactly it, Chelsea.
But he's not going on tour and opening up mail, talking to me about his dog, Blue. That's fun in small doses on the internet, but I don't think you can get people high enough to enjoy that for a night.
Imagine tailgating the Wiggles show as an adult where you're just getting loaded in the parking lot.
Cool Beans, would you go to a Wiggles show? Yeah,
I knew she would.
Yeah.
That's her jam, right? That's right on her level.
I mean, is Barney doing this too? Like, can adults now go see a Barney show together as an adult?
An adult-only Barney show?
Correct.
It's the same thing.
You're just going to see a dude named Barney stripping up on stage.
Why are they calling it adults only? Because that's the confusion for me, because that makes it sound like it's X-rated.
They want the adults to show up. If they have kids, get a babysitter. That way you can just relive your childhood when you didn't have those anchors who prevent you from having fun.
How much of the Wiggles do you need to relive your childhood? Like, I feel like after a song, you're probably like, okay, I'm good. Let's move on to something else from the 90s.
There's also YouTube and, like you said, a box of Franzia, and you're good to go for the evening and maybe the weekend.
Do they give everybody a box of Franzia on the way in?
I don't think they do.
A BOF? Yeah, you know me.
No,
that doesn't work. All right. So if you were a fan, look for the Wiggles coming near you.
I can't wait.
The Woody and Wilcox Show. Show.
You had kids during a certain era. You may remember The Wiggles, which was a television show where it was like four dudes who sang and wore colorful costumes and so forth.
Right.
Woody just revealed that they're now doing an adults only tour, and it's the four original guys. And supposedly, I'm not buying it yet, they're selling out arenas for adults who just want to either relive their own childhood or, I guess, anybody over a certain age who just likes four colorful dudes singing. Thanks to listener hashtag who says fruit salad is an absolute bop. Chelsea, you said, I don't think you can get high enough to go see the Wiggles adults only show.
Right.
Challenge accepted.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy fruit salad. Let's make some fruit salad today.
It's fun to do. Why would you, I mean, I get it when you have kids, you throw that on in the background, they're learning a little something, but as an adult, you go, that first song hits, Chelsea, you nailed it, and you're like, I'm out.
Right.
Some sweaty drunk dude next to you screaming, fruit salad!
It almost feels like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Doing that in a group of people.
Yeah.
I mentioned, are we going to have Barney then during, you know, adults only tour or whatever? And I guess that was enough to get Barney to call in.
Hi, it's Barney. I heard you talking about me on the radio. I just wanted to let you know I will not be going on tour with the Wiggles, but talking about the Wiggles made me remember about the time that Chelsea said she wanted to get all wiggly fingers with her lady friend. Bye.
Way to go, Barney.
Wow.
Remember that clip?
Get a little wiggly fingers with your lady friend.
I do remember. don't know that that's related.
So, by the way, stellar Barney impression from my memory. So kudos
it's
to
not,
you.
Not bad.
That was pretty good. And your fake mom on Twitter said, I would see a Barney show if he came out and dropped F-bombs. You know, sort of turned it around and actually did an adults-only show. Would you also want Barney to be, like, anatomically correct? Would that be a thing, too, or is that just me?
How did we get there?
Well, it's an adults-only show. It seems like there ought to be something more adult about it.
Adults-only doesn't just mean body parts, Wilcox.
I didn't say it just meant body parts. And he said dropping F-bombs.
I don't want an anatomically correct male purple dinosaur. No, I don't.
He said,
cool beans. Cool beans.
He asked a question.
You're right. I almost talked over that. I think we're safe, though.
Yep.
I'd see adult Barney if he rapped Dope Man, says that tweet.
Dope Man, Dope Man. Yeah, that's me. Dope Man, Dope Man. Can I get a hit?
Reference to Woody's Snuffleupagus rapping Dope Man.
Wiggles are four old dudes touring. It should be called The Wrinkles. Thanks, Little League coach on Twitter.
Not bad.
It's pretty solid.
What if it was everybody who did children's songs went on tour? Maybe that's the whole... Is it just because we're going through such challenging times that everybody wants to just curl up in a ball and go back to their youth? Is that why maybe something like this is working? The real world is too hard to handle?
Yes.
All the arguing? All the anger?
Yeah.
We'd rather just hear stuff like this?
On top of your party, you're sitting to poop.
Would you go see that as an adult and just watch a couple of hours of that sort of thing?
Wipe yourself, always front to back. Carefully, carefully, now you have the knack. Wipe yourself.
I feel like somebody out there would want to go see that.
Penis is what boys have down in front.
Right. This is an adult
penis
show.
It kind of is.
Is the word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, so no matter what you've heard.
Who wants to go see that? They selling out arenas for that stuff?
I'm with Chelsea. Can't get high enough.
I mean, I think I would go see that. And I don't even think I'd have to be high. I think that'd just be fun.
You love hearing that song with strangers.
It would be funny, though. Come on.
Nope.
Yes, it would be.
No, sir.
Yes, it would be.
Sir, what do you say about this?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Come on, Shaker Bobby, baby, boo, that pamba.
All right, that's plenty. 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, we'll entertain this topic maybe for one more segment. I didn't think it would get this far. Woody brought up some odd news that the old children's group, the Wiggles, the original four guys, are going out on tour, and they're calling it an adults-only tour. And so the idea is you're not bringing kids. You, feeling nostalgic for the old days with the Wiggles, will go out to an arena and watch, you know, these dudes sing children's songs.
Is there something lost in translation between Australian and English? Between the adults only thing? Is that what we're missing here?
All I know is that I guess, and I don't even know that I said this, I then said, you know, is Barney the dinosaur going to go out? And then because it's adults only, is he going to be anatomically correct? And I see that we've now tweeted that out. Thank you for that. And then we got this call, which didn't go the way I thought it was going to. Listen to the beginning of it.
An anatomically correct dinosaur.
So I'm going to stop it there. I don't blame him for starting his call that way based on if I really did say that.
An anatomically correct dinosaur.
Anybody know where he's going after that?
Have you lost your mind, Wilcox?
Would you want to see Barney pantsless?
Right.
An anatomically correct dinosaur. Really? You think that dinosaurs have a phallus between their legs? I just passed a dead deer on the side of the road that knows more about dinosaurs than you kooks.
So he's not upset that I want to see a pantsless Barney. He's upset that we're so dumb, apparently, that we think dinosaurs had
phallus
genitalia.
Not that they didn't have genitalia, that they had a phallus, is what he said.
That's not what I expected when he started that call.
I have just Googled, did dinosaurs have penises?
Why is that what he's upset about?
Though? I don't
That's
know.
The part that gets me is here's a man who apparently has built his life on the fact that, I don't know, dinosaurs don't have penises? I didn't know that was a thing, sir. I was merely joking about Barney being pantsless. I didn't realize I was going to set off your, oh my God, what Wilcox doesn't know about dinosaur penis alarm.
That's an alarm that hasn't gone off very frequently.
Don't take anything that is said that serious.
What did you find, Woody? And second of all, wait until you start getting ads on your internet.
At least the oldest dinosaurs most likely had penises of some form, although the shape and size is still unknown.
I can't believe this is happening today.
It does seem likely that dinosaurs most likely reproduced through mounting, similar to animals today, but there were some exceptions due to spikes and bony plates.
The look on Cool Bean's face. Why is there not a camera on Cool Bean?
By the way, spikes and bony plates used to be the name of the show. Good luck with that, Shan.
Hang on. He's not done.
Anatomically correct dinosaur. I hope Randy Rainbow comes by the studio and slaps you guys silly today. Thank you.
So that's how that all played out.
Who's Randy Rainbow?
704-FEZ-3200. I don't know, but I bet he has a phallus. With a name like Randy Rainbow, he better. Got this one.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say that I'm honestly surprised that Chelsea hasn't needed to go to the hospital for severe back pain from carrying the weight of this show for all these years. Love the show. Keep up the work. Y'all are truly the carrot at the end of the rainbow. Have a great day. Love you.
Do you want to rescind that after the dinosaur conversation?
Nope. She's still carrying us pretty much.
You're welcome at 704-FEZ-3200. If you want more, you have to turn to Woody's blog that's all about dinosaur genitals.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So when I first saw this news, I'm going to call it news. I think it's news that Facebook was going to change its name. I first thought it was a jokey thing. And then I thought, this is one of those things that just circulates on the internet. Probably not right. But now I guess it looks like it's really happening. If you didn't see that, they announced that next week they're going to have a new name. For Facebook.
Oh, I hope it's like one of those medications that's always on where they change their name from Facebook to like ask your doctor about Charmoggle. And you're like, what's Charmoggle? You're now, you can't even barely pronounce the name and you're like, oh, it's Facebook. Oh, cool.
Why would they change it to one of the medication names?
I don't know. I see.
Why did that pop into your head?
Because when it comes to names, that's the first thing that pops into my head is like, well, how did they come up with the name for that medication?
Okay.
Right. Sorry. Remember when we just had the COVID vaccine and then it became Schlegelblur and it like stood for something? We're like, nobody's going to call it that.
Okay. They did change the name. You're right. But right. Your brain is also scary.
Yeah, it needs work. So last night on Colbert's show, they opened the show with this sketch.
In recent years, we've been criticized for spreading misinformation, promoting hate, and causing body image issues among teenagers. So we're finally going to make a change. To our name only. What we learned is when it comes to corporate brand names that inspire trust, Facebook finishes right behind Skynet, the Legion of Doom, and Puppy Punching Incorporated.
I mean, there must be more to it, right? I'm often woefully uninformed.
Uninformed.
Yeah, that too. So there's got to be something I'm missing, right? I mean, they're not just, hey, we're changing our name to Trees or, you know, bloobly blab like Woody thinks it's going to be.
Well, the verbiage that I saw was they're changing their name to reflect who they are, right? They're more than just a social media company. They are, you know, Instagram. I guess that's social media.
But there was
WhatsApp. That's social media too. They have the Oculus thing, the little virtual reality.
I did see that there. So something about metaverse, which I only pretend to understand, and that they were going to hire 10,000 people in Europe to work on creating the metaverse.
You gave an answer yesterday as to why they were changing their name, and the words used were vague, which was irritating. It didn't help explain the situation.
Vague and Irritating, absolutely, used to be the name of our show. And we continue in that vein today, only with a name change to Woody and Wilcox. Colbert again.
Art isn't the only thing Facebook is ruining. They're still facing accusations of endangering teens, spreading misinformation, and destroying democracy. So they're doing the right thing, rebranding the company with a new name. But that new name is a closely guarded secret that's not widely known, even among Facebook's senior leadership. Well, that's surprising. Facebook has leadership?
Hey, now.
I did see that yesterday Bookface was trending. I thought it would be
Facey McFace face or Bookie McBoat face or whatever. That's fun.
Right.
Well, I hope it'll be one of those. Either that or Schnurlflugen.
Right? Now my idea doesn't seem so crazy, does it?
And every time you say it, you'll have to do a 45-second disclaimer about how it may give you diarrhea. And you should ask your doctor about it.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Our voicemail is fun, right? The Fez line, as we call it, 704-FEZ-3200. And it's always there for you, no question, whatever's on your mind. We did something earlier on the show where, as is the tradition, when somebody gets booted off the show, The Masked Singer, we always play that person's song, and then I quiz Woody and Chelsea about who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell you earmuffs, and then I tell you who it was. Well, this guy was not having it.
Oh, no.
Yo, Wilcox, you suck. Why do you keep doing things from the night before all those shows and stuff? I was recording it. I don't want to hear that crap now. You suck. If you keep doing it, I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
He sounds like he's having a good time, which is what I like.
Well, I mean, I hate to defend you, but I'm going to right here because you do give people a spoiler alert. You didn't just say earmuffs. You're like, hey, spoiler alert, earmuffs. You gave multiple warnings that you were about to reveal something that may be on somebody's DVR.
And I feel like if you're that angry about the outcome of Masked Singer being revealed,
your life's pretty awesome. If that's what you're getting upset about.
There's a man out there who was waiting to see who would be underneath a hamster head, right?
Right. Well, easy. Don't reveal it yet, Chelsea.
Damn it, Chelsea. You gotta give him a warning or the man's right.
So first of all, I thought last night's was one of the most surprising, I'll be honest with you, most unusual revelations on The Masked Singer. So you know what we got to do based on his call? I got to replay that for you.
It was
so much earlier this morning. I won't do it here. I'm going to give you ample time to just turn off the show. Now, how many shows tell you that? Hey, just turn somewhere else. Yeah, I'm going to do it in like, it's not going to be now. It's going to be like a few minutes from now. Huh? You don't get that everywhere.
You cannot. Huh? Cannot get that on the John Boy and Billy show. I'm just saying.
That is true. I don't think you can. So, I mean, it was shocking, I felt like. So, earmuffs and stand by. That's coming up.
The Woody and Wilcox Show. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, so a little earlier on the show, we revealed something from TV last night, and this happened.
Yo, Wilcox, you suck. Why do you keep doing things from the night before all those shows and stuff? I was recording it. I don't want to hear that crap now. You suck. If you keep doing it, I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
So the reference is to the show The Masked Singer. And last night was one of the shows where they booted somebody. You know, they all dress up in costumes and then they sing. And you don't know who it is. It's a celebrity.
They do that every night, right?
What do what every night?
They boot somebody every show.
I don't know. Who cares? So earmuffs. Earmuffs, if you don't want to hear this, because next thing you know, you're going to be that guy telling me how much I suck. All right, have you earmuffed? So this person here was booted. Now, typically, they're not usually singers. Sometimes they have been singers, though.
Right.
It just depends. This guy, Not who you would expect, I don't think. Earmuffs, again, if you're just tuning in, Masked Singer last night, that was the hamster. Saturday Night Live. Back in the day, Saturday Night Live. And if you didn't catch it, any guesses? I know you guys know. Here's the revelation. Earmuffs!
You guys ready to find out if they're right or not?
Yeah!
Let's see if any of you are even close. I will no longer get peed on. Say it with me, audience. Take it off.
Take it off.
Legendary comedian and movie star, my man, Rob Schneider.
That's right. Identified as legendary comedian and movie star, earmuffs, Rob Schneider.
I thought he sounded great. Amazing.
Rob Schneider also has the world record for SNL alums who've been on the Woody and Wilcox show the most. I don't know what the number is, but I know he owns it.
Three?
I don't know. It's either three or four. I'm not sure how many it is.
He did ban us on Twitter, blocked us on Twitter.
He's got Lovitz beat out. Lovitz, by the way, only two, I think. So.
Was he peeing on Nick Cannon dressed as a hamster, and that's why he said that?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that, but it was some sort of hamster joke,
It's disturbing in my head, the imagery.
Mm-hmm. Rob Schneider, not Hispanic, I don't believe. Filipino, I believe. Half Filipino, something like that. So I don't know if you consider it good Spanish singing or not. I'm not the judge of that. I do know that I always think of him for the sketch on SNL where he's selling items that you put your weed in.
Hey, may I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of neat. What is it?
Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box.
Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it?
You put your weed in there.
Oh, thank you.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's a Yanomamu ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
I know a lot of people seem to think of Rob only for being in Adam Sandler movies in typically small roles, but I like to think of him from obscure 25-year-old Saturday Night Live clips.
25? So, I think it's a little older than that.
Tomato, tomato. Pretty close. So, sorry. What's that, sir?
Yo, Wilcox, you suck.
Oh, okay. Earmuffs.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, so we certainly covered a lot of ground today, including how dinosaurs breed and what their genitalia may look like.
Did we learn that, though?
Nope. Okay. But we talked about it. Kudos to Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. You know, they're in that new Ridley Scott movie that just came out last week. He's done every amazing movie known to man. Well, that movie now officially is the worst performing Ridley Scott movie at the box office ever. That's cool. So you're saying you won.
Right.
We also found out, but didn't get to talk much about it, that Bud Light is selling eggnog hard seltzer. So, do we live in the greatest time to be alive? You damn right. We learned there's a little Thursday night action. Broncos and Cleveland go at it.
Let's go, Broncos.
By the way, we may know one of the teams in the World Series tonight, potentially. Atlanta up 3-2 on the Dodgers. They play tonight. Houston's up 3-2 on Boston. But, of course, most importantly, never mind that, Gwyneth Paltrow's TV series is now out on Netflix. Remember this? Sex, Love, and Goop. She and a team of experts help you become more intimate in very expensive and unwieldy ways. Speaking of great TV, Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween special is out now on Peacock. Speaking of sticky when wet. We didn't even get to the fact that Billie Eilish has her own fragrance out now. I mean, my God. The world is changing so quickly. Huge thanks to our friend Brad Borders from Purple Heart Homes. Put up the full discussion that we had with Brad. Great event. And you can be anywhere in the country and watch, contribute,
participate.
Participate. An event called Take That Hill on Saturday. All the information is up on our social. Speaking of our social, we'll throw back Thursday montage of pics from the last time SNL alum John Lovitz was in studio with us. I'd forgotten all about his dog, Jerry, that actually ended up eating one of our doorstops.
That's right.
When Lovitz was here. There's video, there's pictures up. It is timely, not only a throwback Thursday, but also because if you're in Charlotte, John Lovitz is at the Comedy Zone this weekend starting tonight. We did a round of Craigslist Prices Right today. There was the rare double pickle. You've had that before, right? Yeah. Also, there was an opportunity for you to make money for getting slapped on camera. You'll have to grab it on Facebook. We did stream it live. It's also going to be on our YouTube channel. Or you can just grab the audio on our podcast at Woody and Wilcox. Anything else you missed? That's where you'll find it. Intern Dave, would you like to contribute?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't, think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very, ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not... Not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.